Timmy, good morning. How are you?
I'm just dandy.
You don't sound dandy at all. Smug, smirk. I'm reading your facial expressions.
That's some good radio there.
No, I'm describing you as if you were emojis. And now flat face. Why are you bummed, buddy? Because we're a town of losers? Or because you're disappointed yet again for another Game 7 outcome? Or of all the guys to do it, Kelly freaking Olynyk?
Well, good teams, this is what happens. You have role players step up, and this isn't anything out of the ordinary. Kelly Olynyk being the guy, that would be
out of the
odd,
ordinary, sure.
But seeing some, I wouldn't say random dude, but a bench player that doesn't have massive games come through in a big spot, this type of stuff happens. And when you looked at last night's performance, and I know there are some hot takers out there, well, John Wall wasn't ready for the moment. Well, he had 40-plus points in a game-clinching game in the first round. He hit the game-winning shot in Game 6. Played like crap last night in the offensively down the stretch, going 0 for his last 10. But you also need some help. And the bench for the Wizards
was an absolute
embarrassment. To have just 5 points in the game is a joke. And Kelly Olynyk stepped up, big plays, and the Wizards' big men were awful, absolutely awful. And they didn't allow Isaiah Thomas to kill them. But that being said, Isaiah Thomas still got his in the third quarter, still was able to facilitate, and that's what good players do. But the fact that the Wizards' bench was 1 for 5 from the field, and Kelly Olynyk finishes with 26 points, and the Boston Celtics bench had something like 36 or 38 points. That's what it comes down to. You can't just, I don't know who it was, but they were talking about the Game 6 performances from Bradley Beal and John Wall, in which Beal had 33 points, Wall had 26. Of course, Wall hit the big shot.
Yep, to win the game.
You can't expect those two guys to just carry the entire team. And that's what they tried to do last night. And John Wall, did he need to do more offensively? Absolutely. There's no doubting.
Yes.
No doubting that. But he was also pressing because nobody else could do anything.
Right.
Anything except Bradley Beal.
Teams get heroes. Teams with balance get heroes. If it's, and again, you know, I mean, you expect some offense from Al Horford. But you just look down the line. Hey, who else is going to make a big shot? There were air balls last night. There were terrible defensive reads. Not only weren't they getting offensive help, but they were you're looking around the floor, especially when they needed a stop or a series of stops in that third and into that fourth. When, what was the run, 13-3, something like that for Boston?
13-3 to end the third quarter.
You're like, okay, Marchand.
It was 70-63. They got outscored, I think, 30-11.
The rest of the way.
Yeah.
Hey, help me out here with the throwing up of the hands. That's a frustrating thing to see from a fan. This isn't a preseason game where they just installed your switching protocol.
Jan Mahimi looked like he had never played basketball in his life before.
Yeah, yes, correct.
He got out there and was lowering his shoulders into screens, was running into people. Honestly, it looked like he had never played the game of basketball before, and that's a guy that got a 4-for-$72 million deal. And I understand the reason he got it is because of where we are in this day or in basketball and just how it kind of worked out perfectly for him and a lot of other guys. But that being said, if you get a contract like that, you should maybe be a guy that can do something on the floor. Marcin Gortat continues to get rebounds, but that's it. At times, it was a joke what he tried to do offensively.
Right, and he tried to, and successive possessions, and I think this was in the third. No, it was definitely in the third. Right out of the gate, turn it over, and then traveled on two successive. Really?
They look
are
like
you
they,
new here?
They looked like they wanted to try to emphasize going inside, and they couldn't do anything. And it's frustrating to watch the performance that the Wizards had in that second half, because it looked like at times they were clicking. But credit the Celtics. You know, this is a team that I talked about, and I'm not the only one who said this, that when you looked at the roster of in its entirety, you thought that the Wizards were a better team.
Better team, right.
And in no way did it look that way last night when you looked at the role pieces, whether it was Avery Bradley or, of course, Kelly Olynyk, Al Horford, Marcus Smart had a big three-pointer. Their role players came through in big spots. And Isaiah Thomas didn't have to be the king of the fourth. He had some big plays. He facilitated. He had 12 assists. But he's not the reason that the Celtics advanced. They had other guys step up, and the Wizards didn't. Nobody stepped up for the Wizards. And you can make an argument, yes, John Wall didn't step up, and he's not a superstar and all that crap that I'm sure certain morons will bring up today.
Leave it alone.
And that's fine. If that's your prerogative, if that's what you saw last night, if that's the reason you believe the Wizards didn't move on because John Wall didn't do enough, well, John Wall hit the big shot in Game 6. John Wall went for 44 in a Game 6 in the first series. Needed to do more offensively, no doubt about it, but you can't do it by yourself. And Isaiah Thomas, who I think most people would agree is a star in this league, didn't do it by himself last night. He had help.
There are those who will say, the devil's advocate, say, you know what? Finally, they got more balanced production from at least the starters. Not from Gortat, but Otto Porter, where you and I were saying, they need 12 to 15 from him.
Yeah, he played.
He got you 20.
He played well early on.
He got you 20 and 10. And Keefe, he got you 18 and 9. So it wasn't just the Wall and Beal show. They had starting help, but the bench was a mess.
I mean, it looked like at times the narrative when Oklahoma City had to go to the bench just for a small window of time was a disaster this playoffs, right? Anytime Russell Westbrook had any second off the floor, everything fell apart. Last night, Bradley Beal played 45 minutes. John Wall played 44. They were on the floor almost the entire game. But when they had to take out a Marcin Gortat or a Markieff Morris, even if they were rather ineffective offensively, Jason Smith played, a couple minutes in the second half?
And he got bowled over by Jay Crowder, who used him like
knocked him on his ass.
Yeah, like I used my sons when we were playing in the driveway.
I mean, Jason
Smith,
want
to prove a point,
couldn't do anything in the 3 minutes. And it was 3 minutes, and I get that. But his 3 minutes were awful.
His three minutes were a negative 13.
Mahimi, I mean, as I already mentioned, their bench.
Minus 10 in 11 minutes.
The bench was called out.
And four fouls.
Early in the year. By Marcin Gortat when he said this is the worst bench in the league.
Yep, he did.
Mahimi comes back healthy. You would think he would be helpful. They get Brandon Jennings. They add in Bojan Bogdanovic. It's kind of funny that it was the bench, in my opinion, the thing that was their Achilles heel early in the year that ended up biting them in the ass.
Never changed. That and the defense.